Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! One-on-one. It is two more sleeps until beat Akron. Beat the Zips. Two more sleeps. No more sleeps until NFL football. We get NFL football tonight. It's a great reassurance, too, on how I feel about certain things within the game. We'll talk about some of those things over the course of the next 2 hours. 402-464-5685 is the Sartor Hayman text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing? You can hit me up. Say, what up, DP? What up, Buck? We'll include you in the conversation. Do not yell at us as you drive by O Street. That would be rude. That would be inconsiderate. Say what's up, and then yell at us from the car. And then yell at from the car. Or come down to 11th and O, have a cup of coffee as well. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961 on cable if you'd like to do that. We're staying on top of the American League wild card. Royals still efforting. It missed opportunity last night, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Akron and go back over some of the film and some of the press conference data provided over the course of the week by the Huskers. We'll talk about Dallas and the Eagles. We'll talk about those things. Bach, sir, if you will. Pay the bills, pay the bills, pay the bills.
Yeah, absolutely. This hour is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest quality technology and communication services since 1901. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answers. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today.
Thank you, kind sir. Greatly appreciate it as well. Bach, how are you this fine Thursday?
Hey, not too bad. Like you said, it's time for some NFL football and of course, college football ready to go for week two. It's a good time to be alive.
It really is. You know, amongst all other things, right? We sometimes get lost in trying to find, as AD say, trying to occupy time instead of enjoying and celebrating time. Right, we're passing time rather than spending time. And I love the fact that we get to do this every day. We have a community of people who meet up. Some of them do it by appointment. You know, they make a point. I did not plan on doing one-on-one today. Carricker let us know he wasn't feeling well, so shout out to Carricker to feel better soon. Let's get the big guy better. And then we've had power issue in the building, for the building, and it's a, you know, shout out to LES for trying to help us and trying to figure out what the problem is. You find out all the things about the building that you do not know. Again, this building existed before we were here. It wasn't functioning in full. It certainly didn't have a radio station and its power grid sapping energy. But they upgraded some things, and then sometimes along the way you find the thing that, oh, okay, we might need to fix this. So it dropped yesterday morning early. So early break got disrupted a little bit. And then last night, during the weeknight, you know, we had some shows planned and power, just the whole building goes dark. And then the people who live in the building, they come running down, you know, to figure out, okay, what's going on? Well, it's not just their unit. If the radio station's dark, it's the whole building. And we waited and tried to figure out what it is. And you try to figure out how, you know, which fuse, which, you know, what can you do? Can you trip a fuse and make it all better? Can you do? Then you're waiting for building maintenance and versus LES maintenance. You know, it was a whole thing. And then this morning, boom. That's why I didn't say boom today. I didn't want to call to it. You know, I didn't want to do that. So they're working on that. We know that there's some parts that they have to replace whenever they can get their hands on the part and get whatever technicians in play. So fingers crossed that, you know, no more boom today as well. But when you called, and said, we need you to do one-on-one. I literally was planning on, I was supposed to go to the dentist and get my mouth clean, get my teeth clean. And Bach, full confession, folks, transparency here. I'm not mad. I'm not mad that I had to do radio instead of having Steve Martin's minions in my mouth with metal and scraping and cutting and cleaning. I was actually grateful, Bach, that thank you, Bach, for calling and thinking of me in a time of need. I was like, I had to call them, and shout out to Williamsburg Dental. They're always gracious and always, you know, willing to work with me and my fluid, constantly changing schedule. So I'll shout them out because I had to make the phone call, you know. I'm sorry. I was really looking forward to this mouth cleaning session. But alas, I must talk sports. I have to talk sports instead. And my apologies in advance. Thank you. Let's reschedule.
It's kind of funny too, because when you're a kid, I just noticed like certain kids start to say, yeah, I don't really like the dentist or this or that, but you want to teach all the kids, hey, you know, you got to go to the dentist, you got to keep care of your teeth. And of course you do, but it's just funny because as you transition into kind of more adult conversations, you realize nobody really likes the dentist.
Bruh,
nobody wants people poking around in their mouth.
Bruh, and they're the nicest of people.
Yeah.
The staff at Williamsburg Dental, incredible. When you go, and I have had some not so heavenly experiences with dentists throughout the course of my life. So much so that at a point I just stopped. I was like, you know what? If my teeth fall out, they're just going to fall out. Like I would rather they fall out than go through what I just went through. And it's when you're getting in the guttural cleaning, right? When they really get under the gum line, that sort of deal. But if you don't do it on a regular basis, it'll catch up to you, right? It'll start to affect you in other ways. And then finding quality people who will just be considerate, like when you go to them, just be considerate, right? That, you know what, I don't enjoy this. I'm not Bill Murray from Little Shop of Horrors, right? You know, I don't get excited about going to the dentist. I don't. It's not one of my favorite days of the year. It's just not. And I explained this to them. Listen, I don't want to be here. I do not like this. I do not enjoy this. I lose sleep the night before the dentist. Like, I feel it in my stomach. Like, oh, man. You know, God. Gotta go through. Oh. And I remember I was back east and my grandson had a dentist appointment. And he's looking at me for support. Bach, he's looking at me like, granddad, I gotta admit, I don't wanna do this. And I wanna be supportive, like, no, it'll be okay. I was like, nope, you are right. You know what? You are my grandson and you are right. This is not cool. This should not be necessary. And his mom's just looking at me, shaking her head. Like, oh, that's what you decided to go with. Yeah, that's what I decided to go with. So I am thrilled to be here with you, with all of you. If you, I can't be the only person that just is dentist aversion based. But if I am, okay, fine.
You make sure to brush your teeth. I remember last time I went to the dentist, I just forgot and I was in a hurry. And then I'd show up there and I'm like, they must think I'm just the lowest of lows.
Like they put it on your file.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, right.
Right. They put it on your file. Like you want to know what dentists say about you when you're not. It's kind of like going, if you go to get mani pedis, like what they say about you you don't know what, like you don't know what's in the files. Like, oh, this guy doesn't take care of his self. Oh, his wife must be thrilled. Look at these teeth. What are you? Like it's.
Between that and then I'm nervous, like breathing when they're working on my mouth. I'm constantly thinking, okay, they don't want me to keep breathing on them. So I try to breathe through my nose. I think that's the way I think that's what they prefer. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. And I was, but then I kind of reached the point where it's, they know why I'm here. Like if my breath stinks when I'm at the dentist, like that's the one place my breath is allowed to stink. Like that's the one, as a matter of fact, well, that should be the stinkiest day your breath ever is the day you're at the dentist, right? To just go, this is why I'm paying you to torture me. So that, because of this. Because if I have good, if I have clean breath when I go to the dentist, why am I going?
Yeah, it should be it.
Right? Like it's the thing. So if we have dental professionals out there, let us know, are we supposed to, because then you're afraid, does it whistle? Like because you're breathing through your nose,
yeah.
Right? That Hizzlebear, that's why they wear masks for a reason. I think it's fair. There was a comedian, I don't know, remember who it was, but they had issue with the dentist. And they said because of it, they would do the opposite of what most people do. There's a portion of the population who, you know, you rent extra, right? You prepare for the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of, Anthony Smith was telling me that house cleaners come into his house the next day. So what did they do the day before? They spent the entire day cleaning. They spent the entire day cleaning before the maids got there, right? So they don't think Neanderthal. Like, yeah. Right? It's terrible. But the comedian said this, if I'm going to the dentist, they're going to earn their money. So he would eat Oreo cookies.
Oh, man.
right before they went to the dentist and just like, here you go. This is it. This is me raw and exposed.
A Butterfinger. He really scared the dentist. Like, how long has this been here?
Right. Because there's that thing, right? Because there's a part of you that is extremely afraid of what they're going to find. Right, because they're cleaning. Stephen Wright. Yes. Thank you, Scott in Minnesota. Yeah, I miss Stephen Wright. Stephen Wright was so funny. But yeah, you're right. That's a big part of going to the doctor or having people in your space is they start to see, you know, how you live, and then and you think at some point like this could end up on the internet. Like it's gonna show. Like one day, Bach's gonna become like ESPN famous. And some dentist is going to go, yeah, but that guy, he does not take it. His mouth is horrible.
You know how many cavities that guy has? Oh, my goodness.
Like, that would be, and that is the great fear. Like, you go to the doctor, right, and that they're making notes. They're making notes. Hey, guys, DP gained 3 pounds since the last time we saw him. Don't know what's going on in his life. Make a decision. And then they're judging you, right? Because we're here talking about food. They're like, yeah, that's probably why. That's probably why. So it is, I'm glad I'm not the only person that feels that way. Cause you're right. This morning you brush an extra 30 seconds. You rinse an extra 15 seconds. Like, okay, let's tighten this ship up. Right. Like I'm not going.
And has anybody ever gone to the dentist and had them tell them, You seem to floss enough. You do well with flossing. No, it's always, hey, you just need to floss more.
Never in the history of dentistry have they went, you know what? You're a fine example. You're our poster child. As a matter of fact, we'd like to do a poster of you and your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you, sir, you are exceptional. And I would think that, and check me if I'm wrong, But don't you think that women take better care of their teeth than men do?
I think more often than not, yeah.
Right? Like, but here's the thing.
They take care of their physical appearance in general better than men do.
Right, like, that's a thing, except I happen to know some women that, like, I think that men are pigs, basically.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Until you meet a woman who doesn't clean her house because, or her car. Like when you see certain people and you meet them and the first time you get in their car.
Oh yeah.
And you go, oh, you're her. You're we have found you. You are the missing link. The missing link has been found, right? Are you a clean car guy?
Oh, I try to be. I mean, it's harder with a child now, but as much as I can be, yeah.
I think that is the bridge, right? That if you aren't a parent, your car has to be clean. Like your car, like
it should be. It's a representation of your outward self.
Well, because you see the car before you see the person's house.
Yeah.
Right? And we fully understand that. Fashion back to the first time your wife saw where you lived, right? And you went, right? And you have to go, okay, this is it.
Like, well, and I thought it was clean, and then I've learned over the years that it wasn't as impressive as I thought it was.
Like, I think that's when the relationship really begins, right? Right? The first time she looks at your towels.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, hey, bro, you have hotel towels. What are you doing? What are you doing? What kind of decisions are you making in your life? And then there's two types of women. There's the type that will leave immediately, or the type that say, no, we're going to fix this. Like, we're gonna fix this. When I come back over here, I'm going to bring you a set of towels. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring you two sets of towels so that when the first set is dirty and you refuse, just put it in the laundry bag. Do not keep using the dirty towel. Put the second set. Listen, the first time I met a woman who brought me an extra set of sheets and comforters, Bach, I didn't even know how to process. I didn't know how to process. What is happening? An extra, wait, replacement sheets? What are we doing? So I think that's the thing, until you meet somebody who doesn't, and then it's its own thing, bro. It's its own thing. We understand the process. Yeah, you're right, though. I'm still laughing at that. Bill and Bennett says, DP, thanks for reminding me. I have to pay for a pain appointment with my dentist in 2 weeks. Yeah, that's the other part. Why are we paying for this? Why are we paying to be tortured?
That's for your teeth health altogether, which is very, very important, actually. But
when they tell you, you know, all of your health can be found in your mouth.
Yeah, connected.
I don't need to know that. I don't need that kind of pressure. I don't need that kind of pressure. Eric says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa! You can have two sets of sheets, sir." Eric, you don't listen. We're we're honest, we're transparent here, right? We're amongst friends and family. This is why we're here. This is therapy in midday. We know that that when I'm here at one-on-one, again, Gump family rules, you're never quite sure what you're going to get with one-on-one. We will go down any rabbit hole and stay. Like, we will go all the way down a rabbit hole. And in this therapy for people, now for the women out there, feel free to chime in and correct us if we're ever wrong. But for the men who have experienced a woman who doesn't clean her house, there is a mental meltdown that men go through because we don't expect that. And then if you get in a single mom's car, you expect it. You know what? She's going through some things. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? She's going through it by herself. Right? You know what? Good luck.
My kid just dumped his goldfish the other day for no reason, just all over the car. Like, all right, well, we can't clean that up very easily.
Well, but you're amazed at the number of places you can find a French fry.
Right, oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Look, this is when I start to believe that French fries have legs, because where they drop it, it's like, how did the French fry get under the front opposite seat? And then all the way under the seat.
Yeah.
Like, how is that even possible? Like, you're 3 years old. How did this, how did you fling, boomerang toss this French fry next to Bach, next to the stick shift? Like, how's that even happening? It is amazing. Big B says, I think you can tell a lot about a person by how they take care of their car. My car do not get dirty, and I do not leave anything in my car, kids aside. You're right. Like, the kids, and this is the thing, the adults, we like to believe that we are in control, right? We like to believe that we are setting the standard for how things are going to be done in our space, right? All right, young people, here's what we're going to do. This is how this is going to work until the first sippy cup. Right? Bottles you can control, but when it gets to sippy cup time, you, Bach, the amount of pure force that a parent can use to tighten a sippy cup only to have a three-year-old child spin it open and spill the entire content over your new car seat.
Yeah.
And that's when you start, you go, oh, you're an offensive lineman. Jeez. Oh, we just found it. Honey, we've got an offensive lineman. you know, and you find out the kid's stronger than you, which is the other thing, right? Because,
well, how'd you do this?
How'd you get that done? And you're right. It is a real thing. Old Dad 34 says, yeah, going to the dentist sucks. I'm saying my appreciation publicly for this coming up. And not having to go to the dentist today. Because, you know, and here's the other thing. They immediately reschedule. Like, I didn't even know I wasn't coming today. How do you already have, like, another appointment? Do you miss me? Like, what do you mean? Well, we have a 2 o'clock on this day. I haven't thought about it. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing for the next 2 hours, lady. So it is.
Did you reschedule?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they said, listen, I got the email notification while I was on the phone with the lady. Yeah. She didn't even let me hang up first. Like, you're mine now. Like, you got
set in stone.
Yep. Like, you listen, that mouth belongs to us now. And you need to bring that there. Yeah, it's interesting times. And then, you know, have you figured out, is your son a sports fan?
He's starting to become one.
Right. Does he watch with you? Does he?
He's watched. When I take him to games, he'll watch. He kind of watches a little bit. I think he's coming around. He's 4 years old, so hopefully he's coming around to it.
No, but your wife watches with you.
Yeah.
Right? How does that work? What are the rules? What are the Bach family rules for let's say that, you know, the Huskers are on, it's an away game, but you're home. What's the rule? What's your setup? Is there a certain menu? Is there a timetable that you follow? Is there a volume level involved? Is talking allowed? Are questions allowed during the game or only when it's not live action? What are the rules, Buck?
I guess I don't have too many rules. It's pretty typical. Get the, you know, turn on the big screen. My son would usually kind of, you know, again, it's hard to, I mean, he just watched his first movie. So he's kind of, it's hard to get him to sit still and watch anything. So he'll kind of tune in and out, but mostly go around and play. And then, yeah, my wife likes to cook or get something ready. So she's less focused on missing every detail, every snap of the game. Of course, I am more interested
locked
in that.
In.
So, yeah, it's pretty much just me locked in and the others tuning in once in a while.
Has your son heard you curse during a football game?
I think so. He's he's repeated some words I'd rather he's not before.
I was told this 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago. Literally at a Husker home game, and there's a listener who happened, like he had his family there, and he ran into me as I was getting on the elevator to go up to the media area, and he stops and he goes, man, I love listening to the ticket. Thank you for all you do. Love all the talent. And his kid, who I want to say he was seven. He had three kids, but there's a little boy who was seven. And the little boy would just, as simply as he could say it, because we're talking about Huskers. And the kid says, effing Huskers. and to see the dad's complexion change, his facial expression changed. He became flushed, embarrassed. And he goes, Johnny. And he goes, well, that's what you say whenever we're watching the Huskers, Evan Huskers. And he's saying it in, like, amongst the crowd of Husker fans. And half the people are just howling in laughter. And the other half, like, clutching pearls.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my goodness. And he goes, well, that's what you say. So I immediately thought, that's going to be the next shirt. Like, that should be the next shirt, right? That we're teaching, we have to be careful. Because our kids are paying attention. And then you have to ask people, what do your kids take to school on Monday after they watch Husker football with you? Right? right? Like I think that, like, once you get out to the playground, those kids are saying some things.
Oh, yeah. They're testing it out.
Like, they're saying some things, you know? Like, and the kid was, he was an Adrian Martinez fan. And, you know, he went through and, the kid happened to mention, yeah, Adrian better not fumble the ball today. And I didn't know whether to hug the kid, high five the kid, or just hug the dad, right? Because the dad is going through some things in public. All the while, the mom is just there. She's got the two other kids holding their hands, and she's just shaking her head, looking at him. Bach, she is giving him, look what you did.
Oh, yeah.
Look what you did. You did this. You did this. So we have to be careful about that. What's the food of choice? What's your game day, your home game day Husker meal?
Usually it gets kind of changed up a little bit, but chicken. I always like chicken wings. I mean, I don't think you can go wrong with chicken wings ever.
Does she make them at home or you have you have a go-to?
No, yeah, she generally will make them.
Right? Sauce?
I'm a buffalo sauce guy.
Buffalo, mild, hot. What do you?
In between is ideal. I don't like too hot, but I like a little bit of something.
Okay. All right. And then you're not much of a drinker. So what's your in-game beverages?
I'm addicted to Dr. Pepper, and I try. I've been trying to slow that down a little bit.
But. I didn't know that. What's your number then? Like per day?
At least one.
But one a day. It's not. You're not doing so
well,
depending on the day.
Yeah. I'm kind of picky about it in that it's okay. I mean, I'll drink out of a can, but I just much prefer, the soda machine. So generally I'll do that. And then, maybe depending on where I'm having it, I might.
Better carbonation in the machine. Right?
Yeah. I think it tastes better.
Right? Like, yeah. Is it because it's because it comes from the syrup.
Yeah.
Right. So you're not getting the pre-measured. You're getting the syrup. And sometimes in the soda machines, it'll give you some.
It might be more serious.
It'll give you some more juice. So it's there are people like I've become that way, that whatever my beverage, whatever it comes in, I get a, like a, I have a Husker, like one of the Husker to go cups from PBA over ice. And whatever that is, that's my jam. And I have become addicted to the new lids where you don't need a straw.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty nice.
Like, I, fuck, I'm obsessed with that.
At least you trust them. That's the, my only problem is I don't know. What do you think? You're like dumping it. You're like, oh.
Well, but that's the whole, you know, juice cup thing, right?
Yeah.
Like the degree, the amount of force you put on that top tells you how strong you are as a human, as an adult. It's a thing. John and Corlin, portion control. Listen, it's a part of it, right? It's a part of it. Dave Braska says this. He says, Donna Braska neither watches or goes to games with me anymore. So I'm pretty sure the word soup that goes on in the Dave Braska house, like he's letting folks know. Mm. But then that's why who you watch the game with is important. Because if you're a saucy language person, you have to find another saucy language person to watch the game. And who you're around. Because at Memorial Stadium, the likelihood that all 90,000 plus are going to be saucy language folks, no, not so much. Not so much. We'll toward the break. More one-on-one when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.